Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
It's nice to hear everyone's voice this morning. Well, we finished up our energy work. Well, it's actually still going, but we did sort of on the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th. How did everybody do with that?
Amazing.
Okay.
I mean, a lot better, Sherry.
Okay, good. It was a pleasure to do. We're probably going to just continue it with an overnight again tonight because I'm really in the flow. And with that, I send a team to everyone who's willing to accept it, and they just work all night long with you. And
great.
Kind of cool.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you,
Sherry. Can you focus that energy a bit or not?
Yes, absolutely. When you go to bed, just go ahead and ask. Just, you know, accept it. Make it that the team that's coming is going to be working on a certain thing for you. And I think I explained this, but probably been a while, so I'll talk to you about this. I had a client who went through, who had a lifelong kidney issue, and she needed a transplant. Now, we worked to keep her out of transplant for 25 years, and finally she got to the time where she just didn't want to keep doing it that way. She wanted to go for the transplant. And my sessions with her, it was like she could go either way. So I did some prayer with this, and I heard to bring in an overnight team for her. And I stayed up and watched everything that was happening. I thought I'd be doing a lot, but I didn't do anything, really. I actually observed. I kept thinking I was doing something, but this team was really doing it all. And what happened was they worked. I didn't really understand how kidney transplants have changed, but they spent all their time working in her abdomen. And
wow.
What I found out was, I thought, and I even asked, what are you doing? She's having a kidney transplant. It's up here. And the message was, you know, basically no message. I just kept doing what they did. Then they said it was complete and they left. And they'd completely prepared her abdomen for the transplant because now what they do is they don't take a kidney out. They just add a third one and put it in the abdomen. So the team knew this long before even she knew this and I knew this. We both were kind of under the assumption it would be, you know, the way they did it me a long time ago. So but anyway, it went really well and she's fine. But this is a little bit about how this teamwork is. It can come at any time, but because it's a little, it's kind of in a sedative sort of setting, I bring it in at night. So, yes. So just ask for whatever you want. And they're going to do what needs to be done. But, of course, they'll take into consideration what it is that you'd like. So, anyway, that's
Thank you, Sherry.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, so let's get going with today. So we'll go ahead and move into lecture mode. Okay, everyone. Let's go ahead and take a deep breath. Clear out any residual of the day or night, depending what time zone you're in. We're going to draw our attention down to below our tailbone. And we're just going to redefine our connection to Mother Earth, to the new Earth, strengthening our relationship to the speed of the planet, the evolution of the planet, and our evolution. This can also be particularly effective for those of us who did not have a strong childhood. Just let this replace. We're bringing in a strong energy of celestial Christ consciousness, dolphin energy now to strengthen the alignment. some of you are having quite a bit of work in these lower chakra areas. And this is probably a little more specific than chakra. I'm going to be working with the nervous system quite a bit. We're cleaning out. And a lot of this is, for some of you, this will be a reflection of what we've been doing the last couple of days. For those of you where the work was going elsewhere, we're just going to keep clearing this first chakra. And we're strengthening for stability, balance, centeredness, and evenness between each side of the body, front to back, back to front, and to each diagonal. Strengthening to the coccyx, tailbone, sacrum. Somebody just shifted there. Very good. Strengthening. We're going to move into the lumbar. We're going to move up through each vertebrae of the body, strengthening the alignment, the spinal cord, the central nervous system. And as we go through each one, we'll be strengthening the detoxification, letting things go in an energetic and physical level, which means we'll be upgrading lymph and how things work and how things move out that you no longer need. Okay. If detox is a big part of what you feel like you need to be doing now, it's a grand time. It's spring in North America to go ahead and let things go in your house you no longer need. Cleaning your house, having someone come in and vacuum for you, anything of that nature helps reinforce this. Okay. I'm at L5 now. Moving to L4. Moving into the thoracic area of your body. Strengthening to the rib cage, dropping the rib cage for some of you. Okay, moving up the spinal cord, right between the shoulder blades. We're going to do a little extra work for people. All density can move out. One of the questions I got was about a curse in this area, and a curse is the amplification of a thought over and over again, and it can be placed in energetic parts of your body. The stronger our vibration is, the less likely it can affect us. So let's strengthen everyone to these amplifications, things said over and over again. This can be by people who wish us harm. It could be by doctors. Just let all of that go. And we'll strengthen the biocomputer to it. So anything that doesn't really serve you doesn't actually enter your field. Bounces off. Moving back into the cervical region of your neck. We're going to go up and down, cleaning out. moving all the way up to where the top of your spinal cord works with your head and your skull. Strengthening that relationship. So 100% infinite potential of your alignment. Anything in the way of that is deleted now. Zero minus infinity through all time, spaces, and dimensions in the past, in the present, in the future. It's deleted now. And we'll reset the body for the new program of 100% alignment. The alignment is that core energy going up and down your body. For some people, it looks like a Greek column. Some people have a rod, you know, like a golden rod up their core. Some of this is evolutionary, depending where you came from. But mostly you want that energy there, and it's the energy that works in tandem with your physical body. It is your infinite potential within this core. Now, if you scan your body and you notice that it's not a straight alignment, you can almost bet that you have something coming up, something to be aligned or integrated. And when you do that, usually it just moves back. Another way to do it is just to continue that up and down energy, up and down your spinal cord and just right in front of your spinal cord. And this helps your body move back into that position. Just think of that beautiful vertical line. One of the things that we also work on in the energy work is opening that flow of energy into the body from source. So many people have programs that you can only take a couple of teaspoons rather than a whole flow. So all the programming that we have that keeps that flow inhibited, let's delete those now. And I'm working in different dimensions off of the body for that, and also within the body, deleting all of those and resetting. So it's our alignment that's the first thing that we want to have. And then we affirm what we want. I am 100% infinite potential for, and it could be this basic. This is what I did when I got myself out of bed, walking, cooking dinner, driving to the post office. You know, sometimes we're in the baby steps. And when that's strong, then we go to the next step. Taking a walk. I'm walking half a mile a day. I'm walking 3 miles a day. And I'm running 20 miles a week. I mean, whatever it is, just allow this to be what you're strengthening. And your confidence will grow because you're strengthening and your body is starting to respond to the program that you're giving it. And when you make that affirmation, we go right into the biocomputer and we delete everything in the way of that. Anything in the way. You might know what it is and you might not know what it is. It's amazing how many things we'll just delete out because we decided and told it to. Sometimes our soul asks us to go into deeper fixing or alignment. This is when doing the heart work is really important. You can strengthen a body either way. You can go directly to the part of you that feels upset that you're not walking. That will also strengthen your body. Each one will work. For the deeper work, the heart integration is always the deeper work because it's going to be more thorough. It's going to be more complete. But this way, that I'm going through now is an excellent way just to do some basic morning, evening clearing. It's a pretty good practice. Okay, let's see here. I had I want to go into the chakras. So let's go ahead and go down all the way to the base chakra again and clean out. Some of you are were rebuilt, and some of you are in the process still. So I'm going to give that a boost. Rebuilding the chakras in the base and the ones below it that no one ever talks about, but you do have energy centers all the way into the earth with you. Or cleaning, clarifying, amplifying, letting this work for you. The energy of your grids kind of go out at this point, where you're connecting to the new earth. And you're part of the biofield. Okay, and we go into the second chakra, cleaning this out for those who are ready to take another step, reforming it. Balancing it, spinning. Sexual questions came up in our call today. Of course, working in the first and second part of your body is a way to assist with that. Someone asked about orgasms. The way to amplify this is just to be in the flow. The in and out movement energetically with the earth, with yourself. There are tantra flows you can open. That's probably for another call or have a private session with me and I'll go over it with you. Okay, let's go into the third chakra. I'd like you to really see that beautiful golden light. Yellow rays of sun, clearing out all the thoughts of what you used to be. And I'm going to say when we started this, so many people had very desperate questions, and that's really gone way down. And I'm really happy to see that, because that means you are aligning your identity and you're looking for your source for your answer. All right, some of you have some really old stuff coming out. We're going to stay with that, allow it to go. Feels like something within the digestive system is leaving for a few of you. Just allowing that to go. Everyone's heart's in pretty good shape after yesterday, but I'm going to go ahead and bring the energy in for those who may have missed it. Strengthen the heart energy and open and alignment. And so the heart is our sanctuary, our connected location, and unconditional love flows through. The beauty of it, the calmness of it, the integration energy of it. Our self-love opens up deeper, stronger understanding of what self-love is, and acceptance. A lot of us have questions about why can't so-and-so come with me on my journey? Or we have a sense that we should be with maybe a parent or a friend or ex that should really be on this journey with us, but we're realigning now. And if they're not on your journey, they're not on your journey. And we bless them and we wish them well as they find their own way home. People are taking a lot of different paths to get there, and they don't necessarily have to do the same one you do. So for all of you tied to parents, children, friends, siblings that are on a different path that you really don't have that connection to, I'm going to send some energy so we can all bless them, love them, accept them, and remember, unconditional love is not one of those tight squeezes that takes the air out of you. Unconditional love is a vibrant acceptance and flow energy. It has joy in it. So let's go ahead and have that for all of these people that we're wishing well as they find their own way home. And when this happens, you know, cords will dissolve. Any that are supposed to be there can stay. The person you need to have the most harmony with is yourself. Very good. Big breath. Let your shoulders drop. We're moving into the throat now. And we're clearing out the throat. Words that we were going to say that we never got around to. Let that go. Criticisms we never responded to, anger we never expressed. Let's dissolve all of these things and let them go. All the times that we've expressed self-hatred, let's dissolve all that programming now. And we'll strengthen our relationship again to the dolphin energy, to the celestial realms, to what I call Christ consciousness without any other good word for it, coming in, which has nothing to do with anyone who ever incarnated. It's just a pure, loving energy coming in. All right, we're going to move to the third eye. Strengthen right through the third eye. Let's let go of any grandiose ideas of what our third eye is supposed to bring us. We can allow it to be what it's meant to be in its balance and in your own evolution. You can see from any part of your body, and your intuition can be from any part of your body. Just allow this to flow. And often what we let go of, we actually get. So allow this to open slowly, easily. Now we'll go to the crown. We'll be opening here. And with that, everyone's pretty open or we wouldn't have been able to do this. We're going to go through the brain. And we're going to start with the left side. And we're going to go through the left side of the brain all the way down past the left foot. Just allow a line of energy, just like you did in the central column, to be on the left side. It'll go right through the amygdala, the reward center, for women anyway, the way they see that. Just allow detox to take place. Working through the insula. Releasing any parts physically that need to go. Cleansing and energetically. Allow this energy to completely move through the left side of the brain. Let it drop through the left lung, the lymph system on this side, the spleen, pancreas, stomach, kidney, adrenal. Cleansing, clearing, balancing. Going in to the ovary or testes on the side, or any of those, that equipment that you had in a past life that is asking for balance, and right down the joint. As we align with the ankle, we'll also work the knee, hip, elbow, and the shoulder and wrist. Bringing in the perfect energies for you. And you will find that what happens on the left side is very different than on the right side. We'll strengthen any crossover energy from the left brain to the right side, and then we're going to move to the right side. Again, moving right down the right part of the brain, the amygdala on this side, cleansing, clearing, strengthening the evenness, going down into the lung. Liver, gallbladder, clearing, all the thoughts that you have about your liver and how it's working or not working for you, just allow all that to go. Any projections people have put on it, we'll let that go. It's for all your body parts. Concentrating in the liver. Digestive juices, emotions, feeling of anger, self-sabotage. The liver is a pretty good organ to work on sabotage with. It's the one that gets overloaded when we indulge. We'll strengthen our liver, all the cells of it, the digestion. Okay. This side, we're going to work the other part of the stomach, the small intestine, and the large intestine, the side of the kidney, adrenal, going down again to the testes and ovary, uterus, penis, all these areas, just allow this integration to work and clear and clarify and fall all the way down to the ankle, the toes, the movement of the toes, and back up to the knee, the hip, the shoulder, the wrist, and the elbow. All right, I'm going to do some aligning with the grid work within the body now. Last summer, I did a program called Ignite Your Creative Soul. And one of the messages that we got for this was when the heart is really opened, when you've got the heart working and you're working through, you're integrating, you're strengthening the soul, you're letting things flow, you've got a sincere heart going, you are able to go ahead and access levels above unconditional love, a creative realm. It's actually the golden energy that we work with in its most highest state. And this accelerates creativity, it accelerates energy, and it realigns your entire ability to be in the world. It shifts who you are. When you're using this energy, that's why we practice with it in this quite a bit, you're able to actually act out of it, and there's really no thinking involved. The mind shifts in this quite a bit. Now, I had another question that came through about this, you know, where they were kind of, the person was sort of beating themselves up, falling out of alignment. And I want you just to let that go. If you find yourself out, just move back in. Balance is constant motion. People think I'm going to get into balance, I'm going to do this, this, and everything will be perfect. But balance is truly constant motion. And we're always moving back to the center. We're always moving back into our alignment. And the faster and the quicker we move back and teach ourselves to do this, the faster we integrate the parts of ourselves that are living other ideas other than what is right for us, the faster we do this, the more we are aligned. And sooner or later, we won't be moving out so much in the same way. So my best advice is just move back in. And all the time that you spend kind of ruminating about that and worrying about falling out also keeps you out of alignment. So just move right back in. And this is the same with our self-criticism and judgment and longing. When we're able to resolve these parts of ourselves and just move back into alignment, we have quickened our process of evolution, and we've given our body a bigger break to heal. We've given it more room to heal and more energy to heal because you're not wasting it in other ways. Take a deep breath. We worked on the physical heart when we went through that with the chakras, but I'm just going to now work with the symphony of the organs again. They're all working together in harmony. The same with the digestive juices. Our ability to assimilate what is right for us and let go of what doesn't work for us in all areas of our life. Food, energy, our homes, air. I'm going to move now into the brain, the cranial brain, the sacral brain, the tail brain, and ignite that energy into flow and working together. harmoniously and with our biofield. We're going to align the blood, the energy, and the lymph. And when we are strong, we're able to work with what's around us. You know, you strengthen your home, you'll send, I like to call it the pot of dolphin energy to everybody's home. Allow them to swim through, point out what needs to be done first, what help you might need, what can be discarded and what can be kept, what's right for you now. What things are you have in your home that no longer resonate with you and who you're going to be, who you are now. You take the energy of the home, move right through the walls and the foundation and the roof. You move energies out of your house right through the quantum particles of your home. Okay, very good. I had quite a few people ask me about viruses and bacteria overgrowth. Now, people get a diagnosis, and they often take this extraordinarily seriously. And it's not that you shouldn't, it's just that you don't want to give it all the power. Because once you've given it all the power, you don't have enough to actually balance away from it. So go ahead and pull back any energy you've given to a diagnosis, a person, something else that's not working for you, a treatment. And let's now program our biocomputers for overgrowth of fungus, herpes, shingles, like the chicken pox. I'm going to be downloading energies to dissolve those, and I'm going to do that now. And bacterias. Move them out, the energetic causes and connections and attachments. And delete zero minus infinity and reset your body to go ahead and fight these things. Most viruses, bacteria, or fungus have an ebb and flow in your body. And you want to keep strengthening yourself through when it's gone and when it's ebbing, coming back and forth until you completely get out of the cycle of it. Most people who've had Epstein-Barr, it doesn't last. It can, of course, hide deep in the nervous system the same way that herpes does and shingles does. Take a deep breath. So let's go deep in our nervous system. Anywhere it's hiding, anything that's there that doesn't belong, will strengthen the nervous system to be strong to it and all the hidden areas. Very good. I'm 100% infinite potential
for the deletion of virus and bacteria overgrowth. My body easily disintegrates and eliminates these pathogens. Now, I don't say let's get rid of all of them, because that's it's not even real, because our body is in constant relationship with a biofield, which you have more other things in your gut than you actually have of yourself in your body. And these other things are working in harmony with us in the same way we do work with the earth, the same way we work with the air, the food, the plants, the animal kingdoms, all of it. And so we want a harmonious flow, and everywhere our thinking has shifted reactions to this that are not in alignment with the truth, let's go ahead and delete those programs. Okay. So we want to also go into all the memories that we've had of in all time, spaces, and dimensions of smallpox that we have had, we knew other people had, polio, some of the things that really are about to be gotten rid of, or certainly beat down so low it just doesn't happen in the U.S. anyway, strengthening that. Most of us carry collective memories of when we had to avoid someone with illness. And way down deep, we have this unconscious avoidance. And we think that we should shun and go and hide. So let's go ahead and strengthen all of that. And anything old material in that way of thinking with illness, let's let that go. I like to go into the bones and the joints. We're strengthening, we're bringing in the perfect harmony for the inside of the bones and the blood production. Strengthening to the spleen. Flexibility, harmony, regeneration, rejuvenation, refreshing. Okay, a lot of you just like, oh, that's really beautiful. I think I've spoken about Laura Seaton before, but I'm going to put it down again. I was able to get out of my Epstein-Barr chronic fatigue and a laundry list of autoimmune illnesses by energy work. And later I discovered Laura Seaton, and I had several clients that used it, and they had really good luck with it. It does dissolve the lipid coating on the outside of some bacteria and viruses. Now, there are other products like it. Just make sure you get a high quality one. I obviously don't make any commission on it, but if you use that a couple of times daily, that should take care of a lot of what's going on if you want an assistance while you are working your energy work. It's a non-toxic product, and they have a researcher on staff you can talk to. Okay, deep breath, everyone. All right, very good. We're going to take some calls now. So I'd like everyone to have their hands up who wants to ask a question who I haven't spoken to yet in all of the other calls. So go ahead and lower your hand if I have spoken to you on the medical intuitive call. It's okay if I talk to you on some other program. Let's see. Okay. Yes. Let's go ahead. We're going to Australia. Hello.
Hello. Is that
Hi.
You?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Yes, so it's Sushil here.
Hi.
Hi. Look, Sheree, we had our one-to-one call last time on the other program, and mm-hmm. I still feel that I'm struggling with clearing symptoms of diabetes. I feel this first. I haven't dared to test it, mm-hmm. but I don't think I've cleared it completely energetically.
Okay, this is a diabetic clearing.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So, okay, so first...
I think there's like a resistance and a rebellion in me because I've almost wanted to eat more starchy foods and more sweet things, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. Let's work with yeah. that. So I want to kind of go over this for everyone. And for everyone within this, please play along with us. First, we delete too much sugar in the body. And for anyone who also needs to delete salt, let's do that now. Too much sugar, right? We don't want to take all of it away or everyone will be passing out. But let's just go ahead and just delete the too much sugar and strengthen the cells to be able to handle the sugar.
Mm.
Right? This is how we get insulin resistance. The cells no longer can take it. They're overloaded. Okay. Strengthening that whole mechanism. And diabetes especially has an awful lot of information out on it. And almost everyone I talk to with it has some sense of guilt or rebellion. And so let's go into the parts of ourselves that are feeling guilty and rebellious. And let's go ahead and invite those into our heart. Can you do that with me now? Okay. So let's love the guilty one first. It's like the guilty and then rebellious. Does that sound right for you?
Yes, but I feel as if I'm not connecting with it. I've gone blank.
Okay, that's fine. Can you just let the unconditional love flow?
Okay.
So as that love flows, let's go ahead and invite in any part of yourself from any time, space, or dimension that is ready to come back and strengthen you to delete the illness of diabetes. Okay, I do feel an energy coming. I'm going to just start the process now for you. And play along as best you can, just pure
okay.
unconditional love.
Okay.
All right, so this one has felt a lot of shame, showing me a lot of bandages, showing me a lot of skin lesions, and it's really ready to let that go. It doesn't want to be labeled anything. Mm-hmm. So here it comes. I need to strengthen your core to bring it in because, of course, if we don't have a strong body, it won't integrate if the core is not strong. I mean, it will. It just takes so much longer.
Mm-hmm.
Here it comes. Here we go. So I'm now going to go through and delete all of the stuff you hold around it. I think there's a lot of thinking around it and thought
yes.
about worry
yes.
and what are they going to think and what is the test going to say. Well, let's delete. And then any effects of any medication or supplements you're taking that enhance sugar sensitivity. I'm saying that opposite. A desensitization to it. Delete. And we'll reset that. No one likes to be a statistic or a label.
Mm-hmm.
And we often feel very weak around these kind of labels, like being told we have a disease, that we have cancer, that we have this. You know, it's almost like immediately someone gave you a boulder to carry around too. So for everyone that's carrying a label of a diagnosis, let's go ahead and delete all of our reaction to that and balance that out. And let's go ahead and strengthen you 100% infinite potential to your rebelliousness. Delete and reset. And the part of you that feels self-destructive, let's love that part. This one is reluctant to come in, but it really wants to be loved. So I'm going to keep loving it. And here we go. It's come into the heart. It's going to sync up and then synchronize. So this is what I want you to do anytime that may or may not come back. I don't know at this point. I want you just to love that part. I'm feeling rebellious. Just find a place for you to go and just keep loving that deeply and more deeply and until it accepts the love and it will integrate. And you'll be stronger in how you deal with this. How are your walks going?
I don't think I'm doing it as frequently as I could.
Yeah.
Again, there's this rebellion there that I, and it's not a conscious rebellion. It's even with the food, you know, it's like, okay, needing, wanting to be free to just not do something.
Mm-hmm.
For
Is that
example,
all day long? Go ahead.
When I was pregnant with my son, I went into this rebellion of, I don't want to weigh myself ever again. I want to eat whatever I can because I can be fat now. That was my, you know, 35 years ago. And it's as if now I'm playing that old record again of, I just don't want anyone or anything to limit what I have to or don't have to do. And it's still that rebellion thing.
Okay. So who wants you to do something you don't want to do?
Who wants me to do something I don't want to do? My disease.
Okay, your disease is now your jail keeper.
Right. Yes.
Okay. So let's go ahead and can you ask what your body wants here? Do you ever get into that level of it with yourself? Is it your body or your disease that is asking for something different?
My body.
Yeah. So if you thought of your body as a child that needed something from you, how would you do that? So if you had your newborn baby, what would you be feeding your newborn baby? Does that make sense?
Yes. So what
so
happens
maybe
is I've been filling myself with busyness and doing things, and not consciously, but I mean, like I'm traveling tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. So there's been so much to do. So it's almost like I haven't had the time and things have happened. But I'm sure that if I really found a way, it would become more easy. But it's as if everything else becomes more needy of my time and my focus.
I feel, okay, so there's a few things going on there, but I think we're actually on the right track with the baby analogy. I want you to think of, I'm traveling tomorrow with my baby. I need to have some bottles ready.
Right. Okay.
Healthy snack food.
Yes.
I'm traveling tomorrow with this. How will I care for this?
Yes.
And I'm assuming you loved your son and you didn't resent your son. Is that right?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. All right. So that would be the first thing. You'd have to have that feeling
that your body, I want you to love the feeling, 100% infinite potential to hear what your body's needs are. The same way you would. I need to move all of that out, all of the sense of rebellious, I am going to show them I don't really believe this, out.
Mm.
I'm going to disentangle some things with it, and what's tangled up is being forced, being put into like a prison or a limitation, and a sense of deserving. Okay. All right, so with that, a lot of energy leaves. Okay, that's good. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right, have a good trip.
Thanks.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Venice?
Oh,
someone
hi.
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, it's Venice speaking.
I'm sorry, I missed your first name.
Venice, like the city.
Oh, hi. How
hi.
Are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. I wanted to ask, I've had a point on my back that's been weak just since I was a child, I think, for a very long time. It's on the kind of at the back of my lower, on my hip, actually. And it quite often causes my back, it's very limiting for me. It makes me quite worried about lots of things, like just, it can just completely seize up.
Is it the right hip? And
yeah.
So we're talking in the back?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to go into the muscles in there. Did it get better when we did the meditation earlier?
It doesn't hurt all the time. It's just very unpredictable. I don't know whether it reacts to stress. I think it came from an accident. I got knocked over by a car when I was younger. Always think that's where it came from. But
okay, are you having pain now?
It's not in pain, no, at the moment.
I can't actually figure out how it got better. But what I can do is look for old patterns and see if we can remove this. So, and the returning part. So let's go into all the time, spaces, and dimensions you weren't able to get rid of something completely and it came back. Or it came back in a different, a different symptom. So let's go ahead through all the patterns for yourself and everyone else on the call where things returned. It's almost like those horror movies, right? You get rid of the bad guy and then he shows back up again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a kind of a collective energy and a pattern. We all go, oh, we didn't quite get rid of that. Okay, so let's delete all of those patterns. 100% infinite potential to be free of a hip pain. All right. So it does feel like something back there is quite stiff. So I'm going to go to the moment of your accident. Tell me about your accident. What did you feel when you had it?
I don't remember it very well. I think I was probably only around maybe five years old. I got knocked. I ran out in front of the car. I got knocked over.
Let's go ahead and bring the part of yourself that got knocked out then and that doesn't remember what happened. Some part of you does know exactly what happened. Let's invite the part that's ready to return to you back into your heart. Trust issue, yeah? Who do I trust? So it's coming through. I'm going to ask for related parts to come back. What are the symptoms you have from the hip? Is it the pain or walking, or how does it inhibit you?
It seems to the, I don't know whether it's a bit of muscle, it kind of it seems
spasm.
To stand out a bit, and then it just, now and again, it just causes me to have to be very careful about what I do all the time. So I have to be careful bending over. I have to be, in case it completely seizes up. And sometimes it just is really painful and completely seizes up, and I can hardly do anything.
Was anybody else really hurt in that accident?
No.
Or were you the one? Okay.
I think I was in trouble. I think I was, because I ran out across the road to go and see somebody who had a dog on the other side of the road.
Okay. So I want to strengthen you 100% infinite potential for bending over and delete all patterns in the way of that. And when I say that, the pattern that comes up is that spontaneous part of yourself that ran across the road and that was not cautious.
Yeah.
So it's like the body seizing up to say, nope, don't do that again. And all the ways you felt about it and whatever, all the adults projected on you, then let's remove that out of all the muscles. And let's run a musculoskeletal energy for everyone with the fascia all the way up everyone's body through everything. You want to do that very quickly, removing all patterns, memories, emotions in the way of flexibility and strength and endurance. There is like a part of your body that feels like it doesn't get very good blood flow. And I feel like it was probably the point of impact because it's showing up very strongly.
Okay.
So I'm going to strengthen that.
Thank you.
And if you're having difficulty with that, have a session. I think I sent a coupon for that.
I have got a session coming up.
Perfect. All right. So I'm going to get more blood in there. And for everyone where you need more flow of lymph for detox and elimination or blood to heal, let's get all that in the right place with energy. All right. And the exit portals. Okay. I look forward to that session. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller is Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Do you have a question?
Yes. It's my eyes. I went to the eye doctor and he said I had a freckle on the back of my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And my eyes also feel like they've got green in them. They just hurt. And it comes and goes.
Okay. So that sounds like a dry eye. Not the freckle, but the grainy stuff. Is that right?
Yeah.
So let's work on inflammation and the tear formation for you and everybody else. Let's delete that. Strengthen the ability of the tears to flow. All patterns of being judgment for crying too much or being teary, let's delete those. Zero minus infinity and reset. And so for anyone who wants to even out pigment, let's go ahead and try this. So let's go behind the eye where you have your freckle, or someone can use a spot on their hand. And let's look at evening out the pigment and deleting that. And 100% infinite potential. How did you feel when the doctor told you this?
Well, I was kind of, I wasn't worried about it, but when he told me not to worry about it, then I started worrying about it.
So this is partly when people tell you, you have to kind of pick up the pieces from other people. This is your pattern. So other people, it's like when they don't worry about it, then you must, just to keep everything flowing. So let's go into all the patterns where you have to take up the slack. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, yes.
Okay, let's delete those. Zero minus infinity and reset. And let's love this part that's very active about it. and very diligent to pick up the pieces. Okay, very good. How are you feeling?
Good. My eyes do feel better.
Good. You know, the inflammation, MP3 will help with that, because generally it's inflammation that keeps the tears from flowing. And it could be other things, but that's, for you, it's inflammation. And I think that part of having to be over cautious of other people letting down on something sets that off. Yeah. Thank you, Susan, for calling.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, Sylvia. How are you today,
oh,
my dear?
Hi.
We're going all
We're going
over
all
Europe
over
today.
Oh.
So. Italy in particular. Okay, how are you doing? What's up?
Oh, yes, I'm doing well. Thank you. I would like to ask you if we could work a little bit on my veins.
On your what? I'm sorry.
The veins, veins.
Oh, veins, yes. Yes.
Yeah. And because some years ago, perhaps 3 or 4 years ago, I had big problems in both legs.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the doctor said I should take out 5 veins from my feet. So I've never done it.
Okay.
And so I don't have probably problems right now, but I am also carrying this stockings.
Yes.
Elastic one. And I would like to if I could heal them better, you know, it's
are they heavy? Is there a
no.
heavy feel? No feeling. Okay. All right,
no,
so let's go into the I'm sorry?
They are just awful looking, let's
ah,
say.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
All right. So there are two ways to do that. One is to dissolve them, which is probably what the doctor would do, pull them out. Or we can go ahead and just make sure that your flow is right with the blood return in your legs. So you know, you can put your legs all the way up a wall and scoot your bottom all the way to the wall. Some people can do that with their bed, depending how their bed is set up, just to get the blood to start coming out, because the blood gets stopped in that area, it gets stagnant and swells the vein. So let's go ahead and work on the tension of the veins and and the renewal of the veins. And if there are any veins that just need to dissolve, let's send that energy for the potential for the beauty of your feet. We'll strengthen the lymph. And what we need is the tension within the veins. That you know the you know if you see the tube the you know the tension in the inner and the outer part, you can almost see an arrow going both directions all the way around the vein. And this is true for arteries. We'll do them together for people who need that. And then the stagnant energy just needs to be removed. So all the parts of ourselves that feel like we cannot move. And we are stuck. Let's delete all the feelings of being stuck. Energetically and physically. Any emotions that keep the flow down. And there also needs to be almost like a reconnection, because when that happens to veins, sometimes some parts of them aren't working at all. So it has to be a complete regeneration, or it needs to go, and then another part of the body will take over for it. So the body's always working in your favor. So let's go ahead and strengthen our body to be able to come to the right solution, to delete all the parts that feel uncomfortable with the way the feet look. And so let's go into how would you feel if your feet looked better, Sylvia? What would you get out of that?
Oh, of course, it would be nice. I would be happy for that. Also, it's not the most important thing for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But let's look at how would you feel. I think more beautiful, more confident maybe?
Sorry?
Confident maybe?
Yes. Also, as well.
Strengthen confidence and wearing sandals. Sometimes when we find what we long for and what feeling we're trying to get rid of in order to get something, we find exactly what we are working with. And so even if it doesn't seem like the most important thing, some part of you thinks it's important. So let's go ahead and love that part. 100% infinite potential for the stuck part and the beauty. I think there's like an ambivalence about the beauty. So let's go ahead and love all the parts of yourself that want to be more beautiful. And everyone can play along. Let's love these parts. Strengthen you to accept beauty as an important thing. And we allow it. Because the beauty is also part of the health.
Yeah.
Let's bring this in. And all the resistance, delete. And love the part that's resistant to letting it be important. There you go. How are you doing?
Fine.
Thank you, Sylvia, for calling.
Thank you so much.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 914.
Hi, Sherry. I think it's me. Is that correct?
Hi, yes. Who's this?
Hi, this is Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Sam, just looking for a little insight or help with moving some energy around. A lot of symptoms that are persistent, even with all, a lot of clearing on this, in my head and face.
Okay.
Yeah, also in the neck, everything from the shoulder region up to the head, they're very odd symptoms. They come and go, they're intermittent. And they seem to get much worse when, if I'm meditating or if I'm quiet, I suddenly feel them much more significantly.
And what is the sensation? Is it a numbness?
There can be numbness. There can be a pulling sensation in the muscles around my face or neck. Sometimes some twitching, involuntary pressure. All of those are. Yeah, all of those.
And it only happens when you're meditating?
Not only. I can be aware of it right now. Now I've been sitting quietly. It kind of ebbs and flows. And then there are times when it suddenly disappears, like it's gone.
Okay.
And then suddenly it appears, yeah.
Do you feel like it's energy coming in for you?
I don't know if it's coming in, but it definitely feels like energy. Certainly feels like energy.
Okay, I'm going to neutralize you to it. I feel like this is, when people start upgrading their energy, that generally happens. Do you think that might be what it is?
You know, I've been, it's speculated that that's what it is, but it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's a, yeah, but it's a, it's not relevant to any particular experience that I'm having.
Right.
There are other times when I, you know, the energy feels quite clear and there are no symptoms whatsoever. And then all of a sudden it's there, yeah.
Peter, what I would do is just, if it's bothering you, ask it to move above your head. Move that energy above your head. So let's do that now. Move that above your head. Okay. It's not unusual when there's lots of energy or we're bringing in spiritual energy that we get these interesting physical symptoms. And so part of it is we want to align our body to be strong to the spiritual energy so it doesn't overload it. So that boundary is kept. And anything that is for, you know, your best good is going to honor that boundary. And it's not that we're keeping God out of our life. It's not like that at all. It's just that we're honoring both parts of our being. So let's look and see if there's something deeper. I think there is some part of you that feels overwhelmed by it. Is that the right word? Overwhelmed or frustrated?
Yes. Both of those terms, can come up. Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and love the part that feels overwhelmed and frustrated. Invite that in. Frustrated mostly. So I feel like almost a defeated energy under the frustration, so we're loving that. I'm also going to invite the part of you that's attached, as even if it's a spiritual energy, some part of you is attached to it coming into your head that way. Let's go ahead and love that part. And for everyone playing at home, we can always love a part of ourselves attached to a symptom. Okay. So in all the time, spaces, and dimension, energy came into your head from a religious or spiritual experience and it overwhelmed you. Let's go ahead and strengthen you to all of those experiences. How are you feeling now about it?
Well, it's interesting and it's been going on throughout the call. But even though the symptoms are there, I don't feel an attachment to it.
Good. All right.
You can still ask it
to move up.
Still there, but it's there. But I'm not, you know, as attached to it, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. So, but what that means is you're not fueling any excess of it or any overreaction to it. And then it can, you know, is it, I think it is like a spiritual energy trying to get your attention, actually. So let's love that part. And strengthen your body and just move it out. A lot of the energies, a lot of people are talking about this right now. Their jaws are hurting, their teeth are clenching, all of this because all this energy. And really, there is a lot of new energy moving and shifting, and collectively we're picking this up because it's happening that way. And we do have a right to just align our body this way. So and we always need to, really, because our body is constantly in this motion of balance, right? We're always moving back to center. We're always coming back to the center. And I feel like it's an very old alignment you had with an energy who wants to be a part of it, of what you're doing. Is there a person you know who passed who's been trying to contact you?
Possibly, yeah. A very close friend of mine passed about 3 months ago. We had a very deep, long, old spiritual connection.
Is that what it is, Peter?
It's possible, yes.
All right.
That's impossible. That's the little skeptic inside of me that doesn't really, I don't really know. No, I'm not going to commit to it. But
okay.
Yeah, on an emotional level, I believe that's
yeah, right. You'll feel it emotionally if that's what it is. Just saying, hey, good job. Oh, he's quiet. Now I can get in and talk to him. That's what's going on. So let's go ahead and love that part of you that's attached to him. Even deeper. Yeah, in the heart. And just acknowledge everything. You know, I recently had a dog that died in 1972 come back and talk to me. So there's a lot of stuff happening out there. And it was a beautiful experience. It was actually stunningly unusual, but very deep. And this is the sort of thing that's there now. There's something that's coming in the attention. And let's go ahead and get to the essence of the love between you. What would he be warning you about, Peter?
It's a she. But,
okay, she. What would she be warning you about?
Warning me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really don't.
In ancient times, the she was a he, too. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So let's go to that time. There's a lot of distress and confusion, so I'd like to realign the ancient from the present. There we go. There's some relief there for her.
Yeah,
She
died very suddenly of a massive failure of the heart and major infection.
Like
so
a sepsis or something? Okay.
Yeah, it was sepsis. Yeah, very, very suddenly, very without any warning.
Yeah, that's what she's showing you, kind of what it was like for her in the end. And she's asking for some assistance. So let's go ahead and love this part that has this big warning and that overwhelming feeling that she had. And give her some peace. And she's showing me a time ancient where there was a shot, an arrow through the heart. So she's got both of those tangled up, and we're just strengthening this for her. Every soul that we assist in their evolution assists everybody else. So I'm going to just take a little moment here and clear what happened to her in that ancient time when she was a man and the pain she felt about who shot her. And the betrayal. There she goes. How are you feeling now?
It's a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
Going through with this, yeah. A lot of emotion.
Yeah. I suggest that you feel that emotion and just love yourself as you feel it. We're all doing that right now. We're all loving and feeling and just kind of moving through. So thank you so much for your call. She's not complete with that ancient thing, but it's inevitable now. The energy and integration is inevitable. You can send me an email if you feel more distress about it, but I feel
we'll have a session. I haven't scheduled it yet, but we'll have a session.
Oh, great. Okay,
yeah.
That's perfect. Thank you so much. All righty. Bye-bye.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll take one more caller. And you can use star 2 to raise your hand if I haven't spoken to you before on the medical intuitive. Okay. So, oh, Lauraseden was the name of the product. Somebody asked me that. It's Lauriciden, and it also comes in other brand names. Just make sure it's a strong if you get another one. Okay. And all right, we have one more from New Mexico. 505, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Carmen.
Hey, Carmen, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. How's the grandchild?
Great.
Good.
Good. Busy.
Yeah. What can I help you with?
Well, when you are doing the correction on the brain,
mm-hmm.
the left brain,
mm-hmm.
my right ear started to hurt.
Hurt?
And, yeah, and my left brain was already hurting already this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of intensified a little bit more.
Okay. Okay. So I think you're picking up a distress signal. I guess there's a lot of us picking up distress signals. Let's go ahead and strengthen you to that and move that out. Strengthening you, your brain, your right ear. Delete all the pattern of picking up the signals. You're hyper aware of what other people are going through right now. Would you say that's true?
Oh, totally.
Okay, so let's go into the sensitivity and modulate that.
I think I always am.
Yeah, so it's not overwhelming, right? We don't want it overwhelming.
It's like a constant.
Yeah. That would really affect your rest as well. So let's.
Yeah.
All right, so the sensitive, okay, so that's starting to dissipate. Just stay with it a little bit longer for you.
It kind of like sits back in the occipital area.
Uh-huh. So the occipital area is actually fairly easy to drain. So put your attention back there.
Yeah,
you can even touch
it
if you need to. And just
mm-hmm.
let it go. It's also going out of the front part of your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot better.
Yeah, good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like the left sinus is like it's all on the left. Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Thank you. That's good.
Great.
Thank you so much for raising your hand. Thank you very much.
Great.
Okay. I'm going to go to some written questions here, just a couple. I think a lot of these questions were written before we did the energy work. Because I feel a lot has been worked on. Susan, when we talked about the freckle behind your eye and the dry eye, omega-3, a good quality omega-3, just as a reminder for you, which you probably are already taking, but for other people experiencing that, that's really good. And let's strengthen the body to accept that. Okay. Just going through questions here. I think we handled an awful lot of them. I have someone who talked about a broken heart from grief, which I think we also worked on. But let's go into anybody who's carrying grief and loving the part that's feeling the grief. The part that feels embarrassed. If we're embarrassed about any part of our body or life, it's very difficult to shift it. So let's all love any part that might feel embarrassed. And we'll open exit portals for people
who need that physically. And the parts of us that feel resistance to healing, let's go ahead and love those parts. Okay. So, a couple more things. I'm going to, everything that was written, I'm going to strengthen for everyone, and even if that's off the call. And I've gone through all of them a couple of times, but I'll keep checking and go through if there's anything that's ready to have it now. Let's see. Okay, here's one I need to talk about. Dying. I had someone write in about, they've been thinking a lot about dying, and they wanted to connect to enthusiasm and how to be sovereign. So when I talked about that golden energy of sovereignty in at the beginning of the call, this is how we get there. That golden energy is sovereign. So let's bring this in for everybody now. Open the heart, strong heart, authentic heart, aligning everyone to that energy, and we'll bring in the golden energy for you. And this helps hold a creative space and a sovereign space, which is quite good right now because there's so much energy floating around. Even our pets from 30 years ago are showing up. Now let's talk about dying. So when I work with someone who's thinking of leaving, scared of leaving, this is what we do. We strengthen to living. We strengthen to non-living, which means you're alive, but you're not really living. And let's do that for everybody. We strengthen to the eternal, infinite self, the part of you that goes on. We strengthen to dying, and we strengthen to not dying. So the times we wanted to die and we didn't. And we delete all of that energy and all the resistance to it. Because when we cross over, we want it to be a dance. We want it just to be you're alive one day and then you're not. You want it to be as easy as possible. And we want to dismiss all programs of get sick and die. Let's delete that now for everyone. And 100% infinite potential to a strong life. Now, I say all these things and they sound maybe scary, but it's not because I want you to all die. I just want when we do, that's easy for you. Even if we have a soul directive to go at a certain time, there you can often turn that around. Not all the time, but sometimes we can. So let's go into all the times that we wanted to die and set that program in motion, but we didn't really mean it. Let's delete that, zero minus infinity, and reset. The unconscious part of ourselves doesn't really know if we mean it or not. So that takes me to the next. And I think the most important thing we do is realize with every breath, with every step, with every thought, we're either living or dying. You know, we're moving ourselves more toward a liveliness or to our demise. So let's just strengthen ourselves to the liveliness and delete all the patterns of not doing that, of not being alive, really. And what is our dominant energy? What is our dominant energy that we're running? Is it, I'm dying, oh my gosh, I'm dying? Delete that and move it to, I'm living. And I'm living beautifully. And I'm living empowered. And I'm living in harmony.
And even if you're on the couch and you can't think straight, keep affirming that and make that your dominant energy. Allow that to come into the biofield. And let's bring that in for everybody now. Let the biocomputer take that over. That's your central core. Very good. Very good. Okay, everyone. I guess what this program is going to be repeated. It's going to be on a weekend replay on From Heartache to Joy. If you had any feedback you wanted to give me for future people who take this program, feel free to drop me an email, testimonial, or suggestion. That's all fine. Feel free to do that. And everyone received a coupon for extra sessions. And I did a pretty good coupon because I wanted people to be able to work with me personally who felt like they needed more of that. And so that's also part of what we're doing. And I also gave you more time to use it. So just keep that in mind if you need something sooner. Also, tomorrow, we are starting a new program. And you probably got an email for that. If you're interested in going down into the deeper emotional parts of yourself and working on the sovereign part of you and heart, just let me know because that's what we're doing. Thank you all very, very much. I really appreciate you participating in our medical intuitive essentials. Thank you. Let's all say goodbye now.
That's the only thing that's not working.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Get a baggie. Put the old one and the pads and everything in it so you know this is still